Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
We are back.
Welcome to the O-Waves.
Oh my gosh.
101.9 FM.
Yes. And we are joining you from the traditional unceded ancestral and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we're so back.
We're back.
We're so back.
We're back. I think we're... Steph, you have an assignment to do still. Sorry, I don't want
to bring this up on.
No.
Gonna blast me on app for having an assignment that's not finished.
No.
Well, Jay and I are all wrapped up, and you just have one thing left.
Well, I'm very, very happy for you guys.
It's simultaneously so over, and we're also so back.
We're sober off.
Yeah, the over part is the school, and the back part is
our lives,
having fun. Mm.
And breathing beautiful outside air.
Exactly.
Enjoying the sun now that it's finally coming out.
It smells like popcorn in the studio today.
Mm. A movie day is happening.
Movie day. It's a very cozy vibe in here.
In the studio.
We all went to get ice cream before we started the show today. It's very, very pleasant
vibe. It's a very wholesome summer vibe.
It is. Summer is finally on its way.
Thank God.
And we've got lots of new music for you, too.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to get into it?
Wait, we've got someone calling.
There's
actually.
A caller.
That's a caller, right? Goody. Are you picking up?
I'm pretty sure it's this one.
Nikki literally explained it to me. Are we real?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I think I recognize that voice.
Hello?
Nikki V on air with us on Chats Armenia.
Hey, guys. I'm in a Rainbow Six Siege game right now.
You're in a Rainbow Six Siege game.
Oh! Are you taking dub?
I'm happy. Runes? I'm sorry for your loss. What do you want me to say?
Sorry. Okay, we lost.
You lost.
It's so over.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for doing the show without me.
Of course.
It will never be the same without you, Nikki.
The show will go on. Don't you worry.
But you can. You're always welcome to call in and...
Harass us.
Absolutely.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. How's it back home?
It's better than I thought it'd be. The weather's actually pretty chill.
Nice.
It's been hanging out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is it warmer without you?
What?
Is it warmer without you? How's the weather?
Oh, yeah. It's around like 10, 15 degrees right now. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Nikki, are you excited to hear the new George Clanton single?
Jay might have already played it for me, but I'm ready to hear it again.
Yeah. It's time.
I think we got to get to it, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
You guys
play that music.
Yeah, so scram, Nikki. Cue for another one.
I will.
Good luck with your Rainbow Six.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
So, yes, you did hear that right. We are going to play the new George Clanton single.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know much about George Clanton. I think, B, you know a bit more.
I'm about on the same page as you, Jay. I probably know a bit less.
You will be impressed with how little I know. I think he's an American guy. He just has, like, a very... He just, like, does the Kubrick stare in, like, every single photo of him that exists, and he sounds really good, and his production is awesome.
And yeah, I've only heard this one song, but I love it so far.
Yeah, I was introduced through a track called Bleed.
Bleed, okay.
Which is really good, and if you enjoy the vibes of this song, you should check out Bleed.
All right.
Let's do it. I'm excited. Well, is there anything else after that?
I think we're going to try one more. Autonomous Apes.
Ooh!
We know Autonomous Apes.
We do.
Well, here in the Vancouver scene. They got a new record out called Heavy Balloon.
Nice.
So we're going to play My Friends. But first, we got I've Been Young by George Clanton.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Let's go. We'll be right back.
to either fear or hate. Why is it just me? Call me crazy. Is it just me? My friend died before I was born, but that is love that's all. So I will never feel alone listening to his advice. How come every day we're all dressed nice, but then we come back home defeated? So cool, like it's lame to fill me in. Oh, is it just me? Call me crazy. Oh, is it just me? My friend lives in Tokyo, the one I've never known, but here I spoke about me, you don't even need my name. Tell me if we're living in a lonely world. How come there are people who turn love into sport? Well, I never earned the medals, never reached the highs. Can someone please show me to my consolation prize? Oh, is it just the president? He stayed with me when my children left. Wanna die and I'll die for him. I wanna die and I'll die for him.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back once again.
We're so back.
Wes, we're back.
CITR 101.9 FM, Chartsomania. We're back once again.
Wow.
You just heard two songs. You heard I've Been Young by George Clinton, and also My Friends by Autonomous Ape off their new record, Heavy Balloon.
Every time I hear I've Been Young, it hits a little bit harder for me.
Yeah, it's my most listened to song this week. I think it kind of has its grip on me.
Yeah, I think, B, you introduced me to it, I think, last week. It might have been. And I've neglected to actually go back and listen to it again. But now that I'm hearing it for, like, the fourth time now, I definitely should have. I need to remedy that.
It's a delicious track, for sure.
I found it on YouTube. With the music video, and the music video is really good.
Ooh.
Because the music video, he's like, it's like raining and his hair is like slicked back and it looks like, and it's like slightly blurry, so it looks like a 90s music video.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, this is just some like 90s song. And I went to the comments and all of the comments were, oh, I can't believe this guy's getting his recognition now. Like, I remember when I was listening to him in the 90s. And then I went a bit further, and then I was like, oh, they're just joking around.
Just memeing?
Yeah.
Well,
but
he's great. I mean, the George Clinton formula of drum break plus dreamy synth patch never fails for me. I just love it so much. It's like a nice meatball.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
I agree, yeah. Like a nice meatball.
Interesting analogy there. Do you care to expand on that?
Not remotely.
Fair enough. I respect that.
Yeah, but you should go listen to his entire discography because it's awesome.
I will go do that.
And George Clinton, I know you're listening. Georgina Clantino, you better drop that album. Dorian Electra did me dirty. You can't do me dirty, George Clinton. Please, I need this.
Is leading up to something.
Nope.
It's a good no.
Nope.
Hopefully.
It's a dead end.
Hopefully. You can only hope. Yeah, we got a few songs coming up. We've got some very wildly different different energies coming your
little
way.
Little vibe whiplash. That's what we provide here on Chartsomania.
Exactly. We've got No More Lies by Thundercat and Tame Impala.
Oh, yeah.
They decided to release a single recently. And then we got Ritual by Arca, a new single by Arca.
Ooh. I'm so excited. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that.
And then after that, we've got Bangs by Woolworm.
Ooh, yes. I like this band. I think they're great. I think they're local.
Yeah, actually, my first time that I ever went to any CITR event, I think when I was 16, I went to the block party. And I bought like a package or something, and it came with a Woolworm cassette.
Nice.
So I love Woolworm.
Yeah, they're great. Every time I hear their tracks, I'm sifting through Bandcamp trying to find the CanCon that I crave, and Woolworm is always there waiting for me with open arms.
Yeah, exactly. I think they've got a new, let's see, just a new single, but hopefully a new record too.
So I know it'll happen. I trust
the Woolworm. Three new songs for you. I'll get to some ads and then we'll get right to the songs.
I hate to fall back on the tried and true method of just mentioning what people are wearing in the studio today, but Jay, would you care to share what's on your shirt this afternoon?
There's a little event going on later at the UBC Film Society. I think they're showing the pilot episode of Twin Peaks. So I decided to wear my Who Drank Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
With a picture of Laura Palmer on it, actually.
But she's holding. Got a refreshing tall glass of Arnold Palmer.
A nice yellow beverage.
Exactly. Thanks for mentioning that, actually. That needed to be said.
Yeah.
Crucially, I think the most important piece of information for those of you who are clued in to the Who Drink Arnold Palmer shirt, the one without the D, the typo, because that's an item that many of us, I think, have sought after at one point or another. Jay, unfortunately, does not have the typo shirt.
I will try to get that one. It is an object of desire. So
very much so.
I just want to know Who Drink Arnold Palmer. That's what I want to know.
That's true. I do want to know.
We'll get all of the answers
in
soon,
these next three tracks.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll find them in the music.
I gotta know. Give me all the right. Tracks, Jay. Give it to me.
We'll get to some ads and then right to the tracks.
Oh yeah.
The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to May 14th, 2023. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, DOXA will present both short and feature films from across Canada and around the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. The in-person festival will include live conversations with filmmakers as well as industry-specific events. The festival program will be announced soon. Visit doxafestival.ca for more information.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Either way it goes. My therapist told me that I should tell you the truth, and but you're still angry. So sometimes I feel like I still should have lied. I tell you the truth because I care, but I also lie to you because I care. But if I tell you the truth, I guess I can sleep better at night. But then it looks like I don't care because I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I guess I'm just not a... Everybody hates when they get to that part when they realize that I don't want to tell you I don't care, but if it seems like I don't care, it doesn't mean I don't care. It just looks like I don't care. Because my emotions have been sanded off. I live in LA, sweetie. What do you expect? Instant. Needless. Darkness. Needless. Dreaming. Present. Get into the. Risen. Risen. RIVEN. Gotta get back to you somehow.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back once again.
We're back sauce.
We're so back sauce.
Charts of Mania, CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard three songs. You heard No More Lies by Thundercat and Tame Impala. You heard Ritual by Arca and Bangs by Woolworm. Three very different emotions there. Mm.
Shout out to Thundercat for... How many Grammys does Thundercat have?
A lot.
60?
Yeah, and, around that. Yeah.
And the fame and the fortune did not change his tendency to post incredibly out-of-pocket memes on his Instagram story.
It is not.
Way too regularly.
Still the same old.
And, you know, the industry is so fake these days. And the... But not Thundercat. Never, ever.
Never Thundercat.
Yeah, so shout out.
We've got that new Arca, too. I don't know if it's leading up to any album of any sort. It's a pretty short track. But if it's Arca, I'm excited for it.
Same.
Yeah, of course.
I have an Arca story, but you should ID the last track first.
Oh, I did already.
Oh, you did? I just think that my brain is empty.
You go. Yeah,
okay, so when I was taking the SAT to get into colleges, I was bad at school, and I signed up for a couple of tutoring sessions.
Did you get straight Bs?
Okay. Good one.
Continue, please.
No, I didn't get straight Bs, but I scheduled a session with a tutor to kind of review before my SAT attempt, the third time I took the test. And I met with him on Zoom, and he was like, oh, yeah, can you explain a couple things? We talked for a couple minutes, and it became apparent that I had done, like, no studying and, like, was very underprepared for the session to the point that, like, I guess he didn't really think it would be worth, like, getting into it right away, because for at least half an hour of the 50-minute session, he talked about, like, Arca and swans to me for, like, a long time. He was like, yeah, you got to check out Swans, and if you're into Arca and Machine Girl, wow, that's awesome.
I was trying to remember who the other artists were, because I've heard this story before. I wasn't expecting Swans.
Yeah, he was a very normal tutor looking guy, but I don't know why he thought that was chill, but I had no problem with it and did not stop him from talking my ear off about Arca.
So music's more important than school.
Yeah,
clearly.
Well, I ended up at UBC.
Yeah.
Did something right.
Clearly the message here. Should I go into the next tracks?
I think you should.
Shall I? We got Juxtaposed by Daisy X Knee Socks. I think that was your choice.
This is a deep cut. The EP is
Jungle Juice.
Jungle Juice.
Jungle Juice.
I like this track. This is the track that I like.
What's in the Jungle Juice? What kind of vibes you get in?
Honestly, probably like a lot of hand sanitizer, the way this track sounds.
Mm.
But, you know, I'll let you judge that for yourself.
Arnold Palmer, perhaps?
Arnold Palmer?
You know, I off topic, I did become aware recently of, I think this has only been made by one person, as like publicly at least. I did hear about a cocktail called Sunscreen, which was like, I think Malibu coconut rum and... I think it was like Greek yogurt and sour cream.
Oh,
and
that was, it like all curdles?
And it just tastes like sunscreen, apparently.
Wow, that sounds
and I think
awful.
That's in the Jungle Juice, too.
Okay.
Perhaps. But we should listen to this and see how it tastes.
Yeah,
well,
totally.
We've got that. And then we've got if you don't like the taste of sunscreen, we've got a cleanser for you after.
Ooh.
We've got Three Drums by Fortet.
Ooh.
Fortet is coming off of playing Coachella, actually, headlining Coachella. Mm. Frank Ocean dropped out. And
it was Fortet and two other people, right?
Yeah, we had Fortet, Fred Again, and Skrillex.
Yeah.
all headline Coachella on Sunday night.
Crazy, crazy headliner lineup.
So now that Fortet is finally getting his flowers, I guess he released a new single. So let's try those two, and we'll be right back.
Excited to hear it.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back once again.
Oh, yeah.
CITR Guess who's 101.9
Chartsomania. Guess who's back?
It's us.
We're
it's
back. Us. You just heard two songs. You heard Juxtaposed by Daisy X Knee Socks off Jungle Juice and Three Drums, new single by Fortet. How are you feeling about those?
I was very chilled out. Especially like the Fortet track was especially. You guys will be able to pull out some more insightful like genre comparisons, but I had some real nice just kind of
Indietronica.
Floaty like dream pop kind of. It was very pleasant. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good track. Big reverb. I love it.
Mm. Yeah, lots of reverb on that one.
And I have one sentence about the Daisy X Knee Socks track. I'm constraining myself to one sentence.
Yeah.
Breakcore discourse makes me want to never listen to music again. So I will avoid it. But this track is really mixed very well.
I agree. It sounded good in the studio.
Yeah. Mm. It's just, it's, I don't know, it's got that little something makes it really satisfying to listen
special
to.
Special sauce, yeah.
And I like it when people chop up drum breaks and don't just do like the exact same effects chain on them every single time, because that's what breakcore producers in 2019 did. That's what I like when they do different things.
I think it's really good when producers find ways to like reinvent the drum wheel.
For sure.
Because mm-hmm. it's a lot of the drums get reused constantly, and getting your own drum sound is awesome.
Yes. I wonder if the burgeoning early 90s and 2000s rave hard bass, incredibly loud hardcore vibe is gonna continue making its way towards the mainstream.
I mean, it might. It's creeping.
I could definitely see that happening.
Nothing is more satisfying to me than just the most raucous, loud bass drum. It just scratches my brain. It's like when you floss and then your teeth hurt, and it feels good.
When you feel like it in your bones, totally. It's that special feeling. Yeah.
Well, we've got two more tracks. Actually, we've got more than two more tracks, but we've got two more current tracks coming for you. We've got Unseen by Zorza. I think that was a B pick.
Was it a B pick?
I think it was a B pick. And we've also got a new PJ Harvey single.
Ooh, I thought about this.
A Child's Question, August.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about PJ Harvey, but I know that I was thrifting one day and I picked up one of her CDs. I played it and I really enjoyed it. Mm. So
embarrassingly, my favorite, I guess, track related to or made by PJ Harvey is I've forgotten the actor's name. There's like a 1999, or I think it's 2000, film called Last Days, and there's an actor that performs one of her, I think, demos of one of her demo albums, it might be. And sincerely, it's better than the original, and that may be a controversial statement, but when I have the opportunity, I'll see if I can play that on air, because I really, truly do adore that recording.
That's good to hear.
Yeah,
good
so I'm excited for the new single.
Some backstory. Well, we got those two coming your way after some quick ads. See you on the other side.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN. A collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. ssn@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
You're back once again. Chartsomania, CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Unseen by Zorza and A Child's Question August by PJ Harvey. She has a new record coming out this summer.
I was impressed, for sure. I was tuning out a little bit because we were having such scintillating conversation
really
in the studio today.
totally. Yeah.
But I was really quite impressed with the direction she took that in. I'm curious to see what our new music ends up sounding like, because I honestly haven't listened to much that isn't her older records.
Yeah, I haven't either, like, at all, so, yeah.
Would you say that the drums always have that, like, sort of 70s vibe? I don't know a ton about PJ Harvey.
It's about that feeling,
if you're a Wise Blood listener, that type of thing, all the drums kind of center around. They've got that snare.
That indie
sound,
feel.
It's kind of that, like, grainy reverb, yeah.
That it's 70s nice. Folksy snare kick sound going on.
Well, it's popular because it sounds really, really good.
It does.
I agree. Well, I think that's it for today. I did want to play another track, but you should go check this out if you do get the chance.
Oh, yeah, and before we go, I almost forgot to mention, tomorrow at Redgate, kicking off the 85th anniversary celebration of CITR with a show. Who's playing? I could just look up the poster.
I think Punching Knives.
Punching Knives and others. I promise I will tell you right now.
And also,
yeah,
if you want to go see Men I Trust on May 3rd at the Orpheum, go to the CITR Instagram and tag one of your friends in the comments.
Yeah, totally.
And you could win a ticket.
All right.
I have the luxury of just pretending that the Redgate show is held in honor of my birthday.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to scram. But thanks so much for listening.
Who else is playing, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Spectra, Punching Knives, Lola's Songbook, and Mary.
All right. Well, please go to that tomorrow.
Yeah, you totally should.
Yeah, turn up. I think all of us are going to be there, I'm pretty sure. No? Maybe.
At least
I'm
one of
there.
Us will be there.
Yeah.
So, see you next week.
See you next week.
See you. Yes.
It's been a while since I